Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. I say it all the time, and it still remains true. It's good to talk to y'all, family. See, we're going to keep it kind of sweet, kind of short today. Got a little headache, a little tired. You know, boy, been working hard in this summertime heat. I told y'all, I don't know who ordered this shit, but I've been sweating like a motherfucker, right? So, while I was at work sweating, I got a FaceTime from my homegirl, Bree. I said, okay. You know, I can't really talk to her right now. I said, I'll wait till I get off work. I get off work, call her back, and of course, she sitting there talking her normal shit. But reason, you know, she called me, and she trying to have this get together of old friends where she live at now, and I'm down for it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm supposed to go down there, see her sometime soon in North Carolina. I said, bet, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm down to go. Of course, all my trips that I say yes to, I always start out as reluctant to go, but for the most part, I do end up going, right? Especially nowadays. I like to get out. I like to see more. I still like to be around people. So, me and her sitting back, talking, going back and forth. And she is very excited for the weekend. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's her birthday weekend or her birthday week. I got to get the day down packed. She probably going to fight me because I ain't got the day all the way down. And that's okay. I can deal with that later. But we're not going to talk about that right now. So she hyped for that weekend we go down there. I said, all right, bet, you know what I'm saying? She said, you know, finally we're going to get a chance. She's like, Vince, I think you're going to come down here and you're going to get drunk. I'm going to get drunk. I started laughing. She said, I'm serious. I was like, yeah, okay. She said, I don't know when's the last time that you've been drunk. I said, like, drunk? Like, I can't stand up? Like, I'm looking out one eye drunk? Like, you mean, like, drunk? And she was like, yeah. I said, for real, it's been a while. She said, the only time I've seen you like that was when I had a New Year's party at my apartment and your ass was toe up. I said, damn. Tell you the truth, that might be the last time I went out and I got drunk. So, because I got this phone call from Brick, and because, tell you the truth, summertime, man, was really that time to party, man. It brought up a lot of old summer party memories for me, man. Even though my partying days didn't start till after high school. For real, a little bit into my college years, but not even then. Like, a lot of my partying, like, happened after college. Like, I met dope people later in life. I still can't wait to meet more dope people and have more parties. Like, good vibes all around. So, it got me thinking about the last time I got drunk. So, I think y'all need to hear this story. And it was that same New Year's night. The bad thing is, I woke up the next morning, and this is back when I had first started the motherfucking videos I used to do. And I was toe up. That night before, oh boy, that was a long night. This is how long the night was, right? When I first got there, if I'm not mistaken, my ex was also there. I can't remember who everybody was there. My ex was also there and all that shit like that. And I wasn't really trying to be around the bitch back then, but I was a simp about it. Not gonna lie, tell y'all straight up truth. So, get up in there. As soon as I get up in there, I'm looking for something to drink. I think I made me a cup of something dark to start with. I said, all right, bet. Of course, when I sip, I don't know what y'all do when y'all go to parties. I'm not just throwing shit back. Everybody ready to go drink so fast. Now, don't get me wrong. If I'm drinking and get drunk, that's why I like to make my cups strong. Because as I keep punishing that cup, it's going to keep hitting me. I don't like to just keep throwing shit back. I can keep drinking fruity drinks, especially jungle juice. If it's strong, I can keep throwing that back all goddamn day. I don't even need to worry about making my cup strong then. But any other time, man, a nice little rum and coke. This is before I really understood drinks and drink making. This is back when the times where my homeboy Ronnie would make, I want to call it jungle juice, but I'll call it punch. Ronnie would make his famous punch. And the punches would be lit, but he would mix that shit. And I'm not even gonna get into the mixture that he would put in that motherfucker sometimes, but ooh, it won't help it. So I'm up in there. The reason I say it was something dark, because I'm trying to tell you, I always start with something dark. I do. Now, after I give me a little rum and coke, I give me a little Crown and Coke, you know what I'm saying? Get my little system feeling right. That's when I decided to try to mix shit. Because with my rum and coke, right, I done walked around the room, mingled, talked my shit, met my homeboys again and all that shit, got a chance to vibe with them. We chilling, got music playing, it's beer pong popping off, right, talking shit, having a great time, right? Go ahead, cup goes down. That's cup number one. Cup number two, I can't tell you what the fuck was in it. I just mixed a couple bottles. Was it smart? No. Did I do it? Yeah. But I don't just mix random fucking bottles. Nah. I'll mix like some type of fruity vodka. And then it's like some type of like wine, fruity wine cooler type shit. And I'll mix that in there. And then I'll throw some orange juice and some Sprite, and I'll try to see if I can come up with a concoction that tastes good. It almost don't never really taste good. I've decided to leave the drink making to the drink makers. I have tried my hand and I have failed. And I'm not saying that I can't make a drink every once in a while. I'm good at making coffee. I'm great at making coffee. I'm going to leave the drink makers to my professional alcoholics. Y'all make some of the best goddamn drinks to put me on my ass. I have tried it before firsthand. So by all means, that is your area of expertise. So, on my second cup of mixture, and that's when I hop in the beer pong game. One of the most fun beer pong games I've ever had. I think it might be the most fun. Because as I'm playing beer pong, me and my homeboy Khalid, we are roasting each other. And I'm not talking about roasting, like, waiting for the next person to laugh. Like, nope. Hey, nigga, you look like you fell off a bridge. Bam. You look like your mouth been chewing on bricks. Bam. You look like your braids were spun by an African woman who don't have fingers. Bam. You look like, and we was just going back and forth. Bam, 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 bam. Thawing the motherfuckers, right? And throwing the motherfuckers and playing beer pong at the same time. That game lasted at least about an hour. And I may not be exaggerating. Because what kept happening is we would roast each other and throw shots and start knocking each other's cups off the table. Bow, bow, bow. Like 3-point shooters. Both of us were just Steph Curry in that bitch. And every time niggas had a last cup, if I made it in, he followed suit. If he made it in, I follow suit. So then they started setting the pyramids back up. And we knocked the pyramids down. It was like, shit. All right. Then, same shit. Whoop, whoop, shit. Whoop, whoop, shit. We kept playing for a very long time. We were accurate and sharp that day. Regardless of the alcohol, regardless of the shit talking. We was very sharp on that beer pong table, and our minds were sharp enough to keep roasting each other without stopping. That was one of them nights where niggas was like superheroes. That shit was great, right? So that cup lasted me a little while, right? After that cup, and did I wait for the ball drop to get another cup? Of course not. I think I had somebody else make me another cup. That's another one of my go-tos. I will ask for help from one of my professional drink makers to slide me a cup. I will, because I know they're going to make me a wonderful cup that I can, one, keep sipping on, two, it's going to be delicious, and three, it's going to get me fucked up to the level of which I need to be. So, call one of my drink makers, they throw me a drink. I'm like, bet, cool, that works. So, drinking that drink, next thing you know, another one of my homeboys come in. Back then, you know, I would smoke every once in a while. So my homeboy come in, bet. Oh, you got the oh, for real. Bet. Let's hit the balcony, right? Hit the balcony. have a little session. We was on outside cooking, laughing, joking again. It was one of them nights when we was all cooling, right? Now, keeping my I'm two cups down of mixtures, and now I've had about two of the sticks. Oh yeah, two of the cough sticks. You know what it is. So I'm a little crossfaded at this point. Do I then decide to continue to drink? I do. So I go grab another cup. I think I had another one of my drink makers make this one, but I really don't think so, because I think I just mixed some shit this time and I wanted to make it strong. I told y'all, I like strong drinks because I know strong drinks is going to either maintain me or it's going to get me more fucked up, right? Stronger. But for this cup, I think the remnants of the second cup had started to really trickle in, and that built on top of the first cup, on top of the two sticks. And this third strong cup really... After that third cup, all I remember, and I don't remember how I got there, but all I remember is them sitting around, and y'all remember the Ellen DeGeneres heads up game that she created? They were like, bing, all right, and yeah, all right, so it's this and that, bing, and you flip it down and it turns the next card. All I remember is playing that, sitting down, leaned up against the wall, trying to flip the shit, and every time I would flip the shit, all you would hear is a, because my dumb ass keep hitting my head on the back of the wall. Oh, so it's Harry Potter. Bing. So it's Michael Jackson. Bing. Every fucking time, right? I'm making myself dizzy, but I'm cracking the hell up. Because y'all know, when I get laughing and shit, I'm a big funny motherfucker. Like, it's, I'm cracking my own damn soul. I'm like, God damn, right? Right? So I'm like, all right. My turn finally ended. I crawled myself back over to the couch and positioned my motherfucking ass up. That motherfucker slouched. And I am slouched. Because a crossfade wasn't supposed to be what I was going for. And I went from slouched on the couch to sliding down the couch like a goddamn old gummy bear and just nah, on the floor. Shout to my homegirl Lauren, because she was also drunk as hell that night. Whole time, right? Party around. Lauren! Help me! I'm calling for help because I know for a fact I'm more fucked up than I thought I was finna be. Because, let me tell you something, the was strong as hell. That, on top of the alcohol, had me cross-frated, my nigga. I was out in the outfield. I was out there with the birds and the pigeons, and we was chirping together. It, oh, man. So, got the whole party laughing, got her laughing and shit, right? I'm sitting there trying to get the room to stop spinning and shit, right? Now, I know you said, but Vince, all you had was three cups and two sticks, like, how you cross-faded like that? Well, the one thing I didn't really mention to y'all, because I didn't really think about it till just now, it was New Year, so it was a party. It was a lot of shots going around. So I think I was like three cups, and I want to say five shots, but my brain told me eight, and I just didn't want to say eight to y'all because eight sounded bad. But I want to say about five shots down. And I was, yeah, that crossfade was real, man. There's still videos out there servicing shit. So finally, party starts to die down and shit like that. We didn't already watch the ball drop. I'm still crossfaded as hell. All I heard was somebody go, hey, we hungry. Where we going to get food? At that point in time, listen, when Vince is drunk, and Vince know Vince ain't going nowhere, Vince ain't really worried about food. You know why? Because Vince wants to fucking sleep. I'm Gucci. I can get food in the morning. I can be hungry. I'm hungry most of the time at work. Oh, well, it is what it is. I can be hungry and survive. I'm good. I'm drunk. I don't want to go nowhere. Plus, this bitch apartment, I believe, on the third floor. I remember them goddamn steps that I traveled up just to get up that goddamn apartment on the third goddamn floor. I don't want to go down three flights of steps to then come back up three flights of steps, and I'm already drunk as hell. I don't want to do it. Oh, come on, Vince. We got you. Shout out to my homeboy, Greg. Another big lineman-built motherfucker, because that motherfucker was a lot of my main support system that night. And I mean a lot of my main support system that night. Because I don't know how these bammers convinced me of going to Waffle House drunk as hell, but these bammers convinced me of going to Waffle House drunk as hell. Man, I'm up in Waffle House leaning at a 45-degree angle up on my nigga Greg, like, yo. Yo, like, Vince, what do you want to eat, bro? All right, let me see the menu. Let me see the... I don't know. Drunk, laughing, stupid, right? I don't even know what fucking food I got that night, but it didn't get eaten. You know why it didn't get eaten? Because I wasn't hungry. I didn't want to go to Waffle House. I wanted to sleep. But everybody else wanted to go to Waffle House, so fuck it. And plus, it wasn't my house, so it was either we're going to drag this nigga here or we're going to drag this nigga here. So they decided to drag this nigga here. All right. Laughing my ass off, drunk as hell in Waffle House, just trying to comprehend life. My neck don't work. I'm just, help. You said what? Ah, you so stupid. Loud as hell in Waffle House, bro. Oh, man. Not one of my proudest moments. Not one of my proudest moments. So then, finally, the shenanigans at Waffle House end. We all pile back in the car. Everybody get going. They finally got my ass. Listen, when I'm drunk, I'm real happy to sit down. Trust me, I'm very happy to sit down. So, bam, sit back down. Finally, nigga car pulled back up to the apartment. I don't want to go up three flights of steps with some food that I didn't fucking eat in the first place. Only because they go, oh, well, you'll eat it in the morning. Probably not. But, cool. Make that long-ass, high-ass trek. And I tell you right now, when I got back in that house, I didn't drink more, and I didn't throw up. I'm not really a throw-upper, honestly. I don't throw up often. Didn't throw up, didn't drink more. Man, when I tell you I died on that couch, I died on that couch. That shit was so goddamn comfortable. That couch was the equivalent to my life resting at the end of a Saturday. Like, it's been a good night. I've partied. Probably got some pussies. That's how that couch felt. Right? Oh, man. Bad thing was, right? Here's how fucking faded I was. I woke up, I want to say, early that morning. I'd say probably around 8, 9 o'clock that morning. I want to say around that, right? And cause what happened was I stayed on the couch. Lauren had that blow-up mattress or whatever. So she was on blow-up mattress. I was in there, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it ain't our house, so we just at sleep, right? She wake up, she trying to find her phone and shit. I'm the type of nigga where I'll help you. Like, oh, you need help finding your phone? I got you. I'm going to help you look. Nah, not with this fade, I wasn't. I was like, damn, you lost your phone? That's wild. Because even as I woke up at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, what the fuck ever, I was still faded. I was still drunk. I can't help you if my eyes don't work. What I'm looking for if I can't look anyways? I can't help you. Now we both can't see. What's the point? So I'm like, damn, that's wild. And went right back to sleep. I think I woke up probably about 2-3 hours later and was like, yo, finally the feeling in my face came back. I can finally walk a little more. I can wiggle my fingers. I'm like, man, let me take a piss, hit the bathroom. Get the fuck out of here, man. I need to go home just to try if I can recuperate my life. Man, listen, that was the last time I got drunk. Ever since then, I've been cool. I might go to a party, have a couple sips. I might be a little tipsy. I might be a little buzzed. Even in the moment you see me, I could be drunk. But it has been a very long time since I have been drunk and it lingers. That's why no bullshit. If you know how to mix it properly, nigga, hand me some Everclear. Hand me some 151. Hand me some strong shit. Hand me some shit, my nigga. You don't need to drink a lot of this. You can just drink this and maintain. You be straight. If you drink a lot of this, you gonna be as fucked up as you wanna be. Cool, give me that. That's what kind of drinker I am. But man, oh man, even being that kind of drinker, it has been years since I have been that kind of drunk. You feel me? Whew. Moral of the story, kids, don't take y'all drunk asses to Waffle House, especially if you're not gonna eat. You just up in there looking a fool on camera. You just up in there looking a fool on camera. Honestly, family, I didn't expect this story to run that long, but I'm glad that y'all stayed. I'm thankful for each and every one of y'all who did make that decision to stay. I love y'all so very much. To be honest with you, real talk moment for a second, I appreciate the support y'all giving, nigga, man. Y'all keep me going. I know I don't advertise the podcast as much as I used to, and the reason why, for real, I just be focused on music a lot of the times. Like, I'm so focused on getting better at music and just really having this be my craft and really going in the direction with this. So I don't want to say focused on the podcast as much as I used to, but I really don't focus on the podcast as much as I used to. I love talking to y'all, and I still want to be that nigga in entertainment, but we got a lot of different avenues to go down. We got to do a lot of work to get better and better and better and better at those avenues. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are an artist and you paint, then me personally, I'm not going to be able to paint just one picture. Nah, I could paint in that style. I could paint in that style. I could shade like that. I could shade like that. I could do that. I could do that. It's kind of like being a very, very multifaceted tattoo artist who can do different styles of work and different types of pieces. To continue to work on your craft and to be able to, oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I can do that too. Oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I can do that too. Because I've put the work into being able to do that and that and that and that too. You know, that's a lot of where my focus goes to nowadays. But I appreciate every single one of y'all listening to the podcast. This shit ain't gonna stop. This shit will start popping up more, but this shit is not gonna stop. I promise you that. Even if you go, oh, well, why don't he advertise as much? It don't matter. This shit's still not stopping. We still going, baby. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all, family. I will talk to y'all again next week. Trust me, I will be back Thursday. We'll bring that ass here. Right back. I get foolish when I'm tired. Y'all know this. I'll holler at y'all later, family. Peace.